This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts, creative conversations from South Florida and beyond. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. South Florida has become a guiding light for new work in American theater, and a first-time playwright is partnering with a seasoned theater veteran to present a story about the strengths and frailties of family relationships called Unlikely Heroes.
My name is Avi Hoffman. And I am a polymos.
My name is Chuck Luck, and eventually became Dr. Chuck Luck, which complicated the issue.
Well, that's an interesting place for us to start. Let's face it, Avi, you know, if you're a filmmaker, everybody's got a film. If you're an author, everybody's got a book. If you're an actor-director like yourself, likely people come up and say, I have a play for you. That's what happened with Chuck. How was his play different from some of the plays that you've perhaps been approached with in the past?
What I felt immediately when I read the piece was that this was universal in nature because it's about family. Here were these group of people, three siblings, their spouses, and a child. And somehow, when I read the first version, and it has gone through 4 years of revision now and has become a very different play than the one that I was given 4 years ago, but the essence is the same. It's family with all the love and laughter and pain and suffering. And who is the unlikely hero when a crisis arises? Who stands up? Who steps up to the plate? And sometimes it's not who you think it's going to be. And sometimes the ones who seem to be the strongest end up falling apart. And those who seem to have no backbone at all suddenly step up to the plate. I've slapped him around for 4 years. And now finally, you know, we are on the precipice of what I think is a very important world premiere.
The idea for the premise actually was born in a small restaurant in the West Village. My wife and I were having dinner. My wife is a psychotherapist, and I've lived in a psycho crockpot for the past 40 years. So I've always been very attracted to very powerful drama. We hatched this idea, and it was beautiful developing it, because every time I'd write a scene, I'd present it to my wife and she would read it and say, you know what, this particular character would be too fragmented to be able to react that way yet. So it was very important for me to write this play with extreme psychological accuracy. Avi is incredible in bringing out the best in everyone. And I sit back and watch this happen, and I'm at the point, truthfully, where we're in rehearsal now, where an actor is working off script, says a line or two that was not exactly what I wrote, but had the intention. Mm-hmm. And they would then apologize for the wrong word. I said, no, I'm changing the script, because it sounds better coming out of your mouth organically than forcing you to say what I meant to say. Right. And as a result, everyone is so liberated that as a team, there's just this harmony that is bringing out the best in everyone. And it is truly a family. And I think this is going to be life-changing for all of us. It certainly is for me.
Unlikely Heroes will be performed January 28th through February 21st at the Meisner Park Cultural Arts Center in Boca Raton. For more information, visit unlikelyheroesplay.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Arts Radio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader Watts.